everyone, I am Priya Sachdeva, your host at Trending Diary Show. Your journey to connect with ideas, stories, experiences and people and get a deep understanding of the world around you starts now. Today I'm connected with founder and CEO at Homi Labs, Srijan Singh. Mr. Srijan has personally worked with late President Dr. ABJ Abdul Kalam as his advisor, and now he's also the founder and mentor at Dr. ABJ Abdul Kalam Center with a rich experience in innovating governance, education and mentoring transformational youth. The kind of knowledge and experience he shares is mind-blowing. And in this particular episode, we had discussed topics like technology's evolution and impact, future of education, next generation learning platforms, insights and learnings from Dr. Kalam, and vision for a new India, the dream for a new India. Highly recommend you this particular podcast. Listen it till the end and make sure you'll share it with your friends, family, your siblings or anyone you know. I think this is one of the best conversation we had on Trending Diary. I mean, like, literally one of the best conversations. And before that, make sure you subscribe the channel so you will get updated as soon we'll release some amazing podcast, amazing conversation, amazing stories. For the time being, tune in. So, hi, so welcome to our podcast, Trending Diary. After so much scheduling, rescheduling and scheduling, we are finally here sitting on the couch and talking. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. And I'm very happy to be with you. I've followed your work. It's exemplary and I congratulate you for that. And also my best wishes for future endeavors which you do. And I'm looking forward to a very fruitful discussion with you.
Definitely. To start with, enlighten our audience. Aap kya karte hain? Kyun karte hain? Sabse important.
काफ़ी चीज़ें करते हैं. There's a lot of different dimensions to what I do. One of the critical things I do is Dr. Kalam and I worked for Dr. Kalam for about 7 years as his OSD and then later advisor, right to his last moment of life. And one of the things which Dr. Kalam and I had started was called Kalam Center. And the idea of Kalam Center was to take forward the missions and visions of Dr. Kalam. Of course, when he was alive, he was an institution in himself. But after he suddenly passed away, the Kalam Center takes care of all the activities which Dr. Kalam wanted to do, all the missions he wanted to accomplish. And we do it globally, but mostly focused to India. So that's one. The other thing which I do is I'm an author. I've written about 13 books now, translated across 70 different volumes would have come out of it. And they are mostly concentrated on education, policy, nonfiction. Then I run this enterprise called the Homi Lab.
Right.
Which is the world's first and only future learning platform where we teach young learners from school to college on all that which is going to happen in the world in the future, 5 years, 10 years, even 50 years into the future, which is relevant to them.
Right.
So that is the world's only platform to do that. So I run that. And then I'm also associated with many schools and colleges. And we have a chain of schools which are in Maharashtra. So that's what I do. And more than anything else, I try to motivate optimism in especially people who are young at mind, not just age, but young at mind people, and I enjoy that.
It's easy to influence.
No, I more than that, I think people who are young at mind and not at age. So I've met people who are 20-year-old and say that 2030, duniya khatam ho jayegi. That's a very old, pessimistic way of thinking. And I've met 80-year-old people. In fact, somebody who works with me is a 75-year-old gentleman from US. And he's the most agile, optimistic person who's always thinking what will happen in the future in an optimistic way. So I think he's very young at mind. So I think people who are young at mind and young at heart, they're not, I don't, the right way to term would not be to say that they are easy to influence. But I think they are people who are not fossilized. People get fossilized. People think that, you know, they know it all and they defend what they know. So to the extent that they start denying any new information, wisdom, and knowledge. And that is what I'm concerned about. Those are the people who are difficult to work with, but it's not impossible. Optimism is, I think it's very much ingrained in human behavior. Imagine the first person who would have sat on the shore, you know, seashore, and thought ki ye piche ki taraf land mein nahi jaate, we'll go in the seaside.
Right.
And this guy took like a primitive boat or whatever, logs assemble karke banayi hogi. Wo kitna optimistic hoga, chala gaya ho. Samudra mein kyun ja raha hu? I want to learn something new. So I think that human spirit of optimism is what I thrive, work, and I celebrate. Mm-hmm. And that is what I want to nurture.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And those jo nahi hai, thode pessimistic hai, unko optimistic bana dete hai.
Interesting. Talking more on the Homi Labs, jaise aapne bataya ki you are more focused on the future learning. So ab kya lagta hai that 10 years, 20 years prior down to the line, jo cheeze hum seekhte the, probably now they're not relevant now. Because when I say it's not relevant because of the revolution of the internet, technology, AI, and everything is coming up. So what do you think? Ki abhi kis tarah ki courses, kis tarah ke chapters, kis tarah ki books or, the topic should be added in the new schools, new universities that will really help the new generation?
देखिए मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि जो आपने बोला कि बिल्कुल रेलेवेंट नहीं है 20 साल पहले की बात, ये भी सत्य नहीं है. ज्ञान जो है दो प्रकार का होता है. वन इज दैट प्रोग्रेसिव ज्ञान जिसकी आप बात कर रही हैं कि वो टेक्नोलॉजी है, वो बदल रहा है, बदलता रहता है, निरंतर बदलाव उसमें, परिवर्तन उसमें निरंतर है. जो दूसरे प्रकार का ज्ञान है वो ज्ञान इज अ पर्सनल नॉलेज, इज अ स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज, एंड दोज आर कंसिस्टेंट फॉर जेनरेशंस, फॉर dozens of generations.
Okay.
Now things like respecting your elders, loving your country, being mindful of the environment, kindness, compassion, empathy. ये चीज़ 20 साल में नहीं बदली, ये 200 में भी नहीं बदलेंगे और बदलनी भी नहीं चाहिए.
True.
लेकिन जो चीज़ बदली है वो है टेक्नोलॉजी, तकनीक. जो टेक्नोलॉजी है वो बदलती है और वो बदलती रहती है. लेकिन इसका जो महत्व है वो कम नहीं हो गया, इसका महत्व बढ़ गया. इंसान ने जब एटम को स्प्लिट करना सीखा तो सबसे पहले उसने बम बनाया. 45 में बॉम्ब बनाया, 6 अगस्त, फिर हिरोशिमा, नागासाकी, एंड देन इट टुक अस 9 मोर इयर्स टू मेक अ पावर प्लांट फ्रॉम द सेम प्रोसेस.
राइट.
व्हाई? बिकॉज़ दिस स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज, दिस विजडम ऑफ डूइंग द राइट थिंग डिड नॉट डिक्टेट आवर टेक्नोलॉजी. सो आई थिंक व्हेन वी टॉक अबाउट व्हाट वी शुड डू एट यूनिवर्सिटी एंड स्कूल करिकुलम टुडे, इट इज बोथ. वी हैव टू लीन बैक ऑनटू आवर सिविलाइजेशनल हेरिटेज.
Okay.
Into the knowledge of being a better human being, into the wisdom of being an empathetic and a kind person, and using science for the betterment of humankind in general.
Right.
The other part of the knowledge is futuristic, has to be futuristic, because jo cheeze ho rahi hain badal gayi. Internet jaisa aapne bola badal gaya. Chat GPT 2 saal mein it has created a transformation of epic proportions.
Right.
Aur agle 2 saal mein it will create even bigger changes. Once you have quantum computing, the way you compute and how you interact with the computer will completely change.
Right.
You're talking about new sources of energy, from fusion power to hydrogen fuel, to better solar panels, to space-based solar panels, to getting minerals from the moon and producing energy on Earth. All this will happen. But whether you use this for the good or bad would determine on whether you have the right spiritual base. Yeah. So that's why whatever we teach, I am also a teacher, so whatever I teach, whatever I propagate the schools where or the universities which I interact with to teach is a mix of both, right? So I think that has to be done. Now, if I were to focus on this side of the knowledge, the science and tech of the knowledge, there is the rate of change is extremely high.
Right.
So there's a book called Advantage India, which Dr. Kalam and I, we co-authored. This was his last book. And we calculated that there is something called half-life of knowledge, which means ki wo cheeze jo aapko pata hai, उनकी उसमें आधा कब बेकार हो जाएगा. मतलब अगर आपको 100 चीजें पता हैं तो उसमें से 50 चीजें को इररिलेवेंट, आउटडेटेड, ऑब्सोलीट या अपडेटेड होने में कितना टाइम लगेगा. तो वी कैलकुलेटेड दैट एंड वी टर्न्ड आउट अ मैजिकल नंबर 13 मंथ्स.
ओके.
यानी कि 13 महीने में जितना आप जानते हैं उसका आधा इररिलेवेंट हो जाता है. और ये है 2015 की बात. आज की डेट में उस चीज को हमने दोबारा कैलकुलेट किया, इट कम्स आउट अराउंड 7 मंथ्स. यानी लगभग आधे साल में जितना आप जानते हैं उसका आधा बेकार हो जाता है.
Okay.
And you have to update yourself every 6 months, six, seven months. Every 6-7 months you have to update yourself. Half of your information of science and technology has to be discarded and new stuff has to be added. So knowledge has become very dynamic in that domain. Extremely dynamic, extremely fast-paced and completely changing all the time. So I think that agility in our university and school curriculum we have to maintain. How do you do that? Will you be able to do that with traditional methods? एक किताब को अगर आप निकालते हैं, मैं खुद एक लेखक हूँ, लेकिन मैं अगर उसका नेक्स्ट संस्करण यानी एडिशन निकालूंगा तो भी यूजुअली 1 साल तो लगेगा.
राइट.
बट 1 साल तो है ही नहीं मेरे पास, मेरे को तो हर 6 महीने चेंज करना है.
राइट.
हाउ डू आई चेंज a student studying in engineering first year, by the time he goes into second year, half of what he has learned is irrelevant.
Right.
So how do I dynamically keep changing while he's studying or she's studying? Hmm. Same with school, same with any other knowledge. So I think we have to discover new ways of teaching, new ways of learning. Hmm. Technology has to play a huge role in keeping knowledge updated. Hmm. But the teachers also have a critical role in keeping the mind ready to be influenced, as you said, or, you know, absorbing this ever-changing knowledge. Mm. That is the challenge. And any country which is able to solve it will be a winner in 5 years. Mm. So that's our critical challenge.
Interesting. Also talking about, I really appreciate how you see everything on the optimistic way. And that's what we really look forward to. But, you know, prior our conversation when we were talking about what can be the dark side of this technology when the evolution comes, whether we talk about the AI, virtual learning or anything around that. तो इसका डार्क साइड क्या होगा तो एक पॉपुलर सीरीज है नेटफ्लिक्स पे ब्लैक मिरर तो जहाँ पे पूरा द होल प्रिमाइस इज की डार्क साइड ऑफ फ्यूचर इन 2050 और अनदर 100 इयर्स सो व्हाट डू यू थिंक दैट डार्क साइड ऑफ एआई और एनी अदर फ्यूचर दैट इज इवॉल्विंग
सी वी एज अ सिविलाइजेशन ह्यूमन स्पीशीज हैज अ बिट ऑफ अ प्रॉब्लम प्रॉब्लम क्या है कि वी आर वेरी फास्ट एट डिस्कवरिंग नॉलेज But we are slow at realizing कि इसका use सही प्रकार से कैसे करना है. So if you see, wars have been the biggest mothers of technology. But war तो is a situation of violence and murder. And in that situation, our mind works much faster. So that is a big problem. And that concerns me because existing technologies में भी यही होगा. और होते हुए दिख रहा है. So let's talk two or three topics. ठीक है अभी ये जो आपने बोला डार्क साइड बहुत सारी चीजों का डार्क साइड होता है उसका मिटिगेशन का तरीका भी बहुत इजी है मैंने आपको कहा था ना सिविलाइजेशनल हेरिटेज जो स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज है वो कम अगर हो गई तो हर चीज का डार्क साइड निकलने लगेगा नाउ लेट्स टॉक अबाउट एआई फॉर इंस्टेंस इट्स अ बिग कंसर्न टू मी इन टर्म्स ऑफ जॉब्स सो एज पर एस्टिमेट्स अबाउट 30 crore जॉब्स विल बी डिस्प्लेस्ड बिकॉज ऑफ एआई अलोन एंड आई एम टॉकिंग जस्ट यू नो द होल एआई देयर इज मेनी अदर थिंग्स व्हिच आर हैपनिंग But AI itself will displace 30 crore jobs in the next 4-5 years.
Okay.
Which means how many families? If you count 30 crore families, that will be about 1.5 billion families. Their primary source of livelihood would be affected. Which is a huge concern. It's a humanitarian concern of epic proportion. This is as big as climate change. Jitna climate change jobs ko change karega, utna sirf AI hi jobs ko change kar dega. Now the आप एग्जांपल लीजिए दिल्ली के अंदर कितने टैक्सी ड्राइवर्स होंगे लगभग 1.5 से 2 लाख
आराम से
हाँ ऑटो वाला टैक्सी वाला बस वाला दिल्ली एनसीआर की मैं बात करूँ तो इतने तो होंगे 1.5 से 2 लाख ड्राइवर होंगे 1.5 से 2 लाख लोगों की प्राइमरी सोर्स ऑफ लाइवलीहुड है गाड़ी की स्टेयरिंग पे बैठना पेडल दबाना गियर बदलना विच इज अ स्किल इट्स इफ यू लर्न ड्राइविंग यू नो इट्स हाउ डिफिकल्ट इट इज नाउ इमेजिन वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट ऑटोमेटेड कार्स कार्स विच कैन रन सोली ऑन देयर ओन ब्रेन It doesn't need, आप बैठ जाओ कुछ नहीं करना आपको देर आर एक्सपेरिमेंट उबर के ही चल रहे हैं देर आर कैब्स विच यू कैन कॉल विच आर ऑटो ड्रिवन सेल्फ ड्रिवन टेस्ला इज टॉकिंग अबाउट द कार इज ऑलरेडी इन द मार्केट पीपल आर बाइंग इट इन 5-10 years दिस विल बिकम अ रियलिटी सो एवरी ट्रक एवरी बस एवरी ऑटो एवरी टैक्सी एवरी उबर एवरी ओला वुड बी इन सेल्फ ड्रिवन कार हाउ मेनी जॉब्स वुड बी अफेक्टेड जस्ट इन एनसीआर लगभग 2 लाख जॉब्स How many families? सिर्फ एक शहर के में कम से लगभग एक शहर की और आबादी करीब 1 crore समथिंग होगी यानी कि एक शहर के अंदर लगभग 15% लोग एक फैमिली में 5-6 लोग मान लीजिए तो लगभग 15% ऑफ दिस सिटी विल लूज इट्स प्राइमरी सोर्स ऑफ इनकम देन यू टॉक ऑफ द मोटर मैकेनिक्स हु कैनॉट मेंड ऑटोमेटेड कार्स इट हैज टू बी इंजीनियर्ड उनकी भी जॉब्स जाएंगे यानी कि सिर्फ एक गाड़ी के ऑटोमेट होने से कम 20-25% शहर की प्राइमरी सोर्स ऑफ इनकम विल गेट अफेक्टेड एंड दिस इज जस्ट वन एप्लीकेशन ऑफ एआई राइट सो इमेजिन ऑल द चेंजेस ऑल द थिंग्स व्हिच यू नो ह्यूमंस डू हु व्हिच विल बी कन्वर्टेड इनटू बाय विल बी टेकन ओवर बाय एआई सो दैट टू मी इज अ ह्यूज कंसर्न अभी तो हम बात करें कोडर्स और इन सब की कि वो एनवीडिया के सीईओ रिसेंटली सेड रिसेंटली क्या 4-5 दिन पहले उन्होंने बोला कि ऑल प्रोग्रामिंग लैंग्वेज वुड बी वन व्हिच विल बी इंग्लिश So basically you type in English या हिंदी भी हो जाएगी वो तो आप बस बोल दीजिए और चीज़ बन जाएगी सो इमेजिन ऑल द एंटायर बैकबोन ऑफ आर आई टी इंडस्ट्री द कोडर्स वॉट विल दे डू हाउ डू वी रिट्रेन देम सो नाउ द आंसर टू दैट इज समटाइम्स सेड कि ऐसा करेंगे इनको हम ए आई बनाने के जॉब में लगा देंगे बट ऐसा होता नहीं है आपको मोबाइल के बनाने में कितने लोग लगते हैं और मोबाइल के यूजर्स कितने होते हैं दुनिया में. बहुत ना फ्रैक्शन ऑफ अ यू मे बी नीड 10 पीपल, 100 पीपल, 1000 पीपल, 10,000 पीपल टू डू कोडिंग एंड देन दैट कोडिंग गेट्स ट्रांसलेटेड इनटू अ यूजेबल एसेट फॉर बिलियंस ऑफ पीपल.
राइट.
सो आई एम नॉट श्योर वेदर ऑल द डिस्प्लेस्ड ड्राइवर्स ऑफ दिल्ली वुड बी एबल टू बिकम कोडर्स. कुछ तो बन जाएंगे बट सब तो नहीं बन पाएंगे. सो दिस विल बी अ बिग ह्यूमैनिटेरियन एंड स्पेशली इन अ कंट्री व्हिच इज अ डेमोक्रेसी लाइक इंडिया विल बी अ बिगर चैलेंज बिकॉज डेमोक्रेटिक कंट्रीज में हर आदमी का एक वोट है, हर आदमी की वॉइस है, हर आदमी के लिए कंसर्न है. वी कांट डिस्कार्ड पीपल आउट. सो हाउ डू यू हैंडल दिस सिचुएशन? डू यू एंड अप गिविंग डू यू पुट अप एन एआई टैक्स ऑन ऑल द कंपनीज एंड देन से वी विल फंड दीज पीपल विद सम काइंड ऑफ यू नो बेरोजगारी भत्ता हम इनको देंगे बिकॉज दे हैव बीन अफेक्टेड बाय एआई. इज दैट व्हाट यू गोइंग टू बी सॉल्यूशन फॉर अ कंट्री ऑफ 1.5 बिलियन? नॉट पॉसिबल. सो वेयर डज दिस लीड टू? टू मी दैट इज अ कंसर्न. The other side of the problem is also, so that's level one problem. Second level problem is, I've been doing a lot of, you know, work with children and younger people, people of your age. And I see a lot of mental trauma they are going through because of social media. Excessive okay. usage of social media. Okay. Social media has a problem. Everybody posts ki maine marathon daudi, maine chutti kari, main Mauritius gaya, main Seychelles gaya, main idhar gaya, main udhar gaya. Aur jo nahi gaya, wo throwback kar raha hai. So, the world seems to be really rosy for everybody else,
right?
But not for me,
right?
So I also end up pretending to fake it. So I do a throwback. I now there are AI softwares which you pay money. People are paying money to buy those softwares where they can superimpose seamlessly their photograph on a beach in Honolulu, whatever, yeah. right? So yeah. Hawaii mein aap pahunch gaye, gaye nahi. Photo lene ke liye wo AI hai. So people are faking, and everybody is faking. To be happier than what they really are, to be better off than what they really are. There is an inflation of perception ki life is too good for everybody. But the person who, every user, basically thinks ki dusron ka to sach hai, but mera to sach nahi hai.
Right.
Aur usse there's leading to a lot of depression.
Mental health.
Mental health is an issue. There's nobody to talk to.
Right.
You know, there's, the relationships are going down south.
Right.
Because of that. So how many people does each one of us have, other than your family, a friend who you can call at, you know, 11 in the night or 1 in the morning, 1 a.m. and say, ki, I'm not happy. Very few people.
Very, very few
very
people.
Very few people. Very, and not because those people would not listen, but because you don't want to say it. Because there's an artificial inflation of happiness. And that is creating a lot of mental trauma. I think the suicide rates in young people has gone up significantly. It's statistically proven, especially in India, but even elsewhere. The depression, mental trauma, mental ailments, all these things have gone up significantly and there's no help. That to me is a matter of big concern. If young people are doing, are getting into such depression at such an early age, and social media has a huge, huge role to play in it. It's completely unsupervised and it's worrisome. Third level problem would happen when there'll be a mix of machine into a robot. So when eventually robots will start thinking more like humans, they will develop not just IQ, but some kind of a programmed EQ, which people are already working on. They already are starting to look like humans. You know, look at Sophia.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't look at her back, she looks like, well, a weird human, but still looks like a human. And this will only improve to a point where you cannot distinguish visually which is a human and which is not. And I would not be surprised at all if you know, people who are parents in my generation, their children, when they grow up, bring home a boy or a girl and say, I want to marry this person, but this is not a human, it's a humanoid. And if you say anything, you would be termed like a racist of that time.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Like today, if you do that, you'll be called a racist. So, and then machines will have to have rights. If machines become emotionally intelligent, even by a program, there will be a movement just like human rights, animal rights, it will lead to machine rights. Machines will, you'll have to change laws. You'll have to have lawyers who...
Different constitution of India or the world.
Or the world. I think the world. By that time, you'll also be living on other planets. So not even the world.
Yeah.
You'll probably be, the constitution of Mars will have a space for humans and also humanoids. And then there will be a time when you can actually take... the conscience, or not conscience, but memory of a human and put it into a machine. Now, we've already done this with mice.
Right.
for a rat, you can actually take its some memory and you can put it into another rat.
Okay.
Seamlessly.
Okay.
And these two never meet. Rat A and mice A and mice. They don't meet. But iski memory iske sar pe aap dal sakte hain through fMRI. Uh-huh. Very primitive, but eventually this technology will also evolve. Now imagine if I can put my entire brain into a robot which takes all my memories and potentially takes myself. So it becomes me in like a Robocop, right? And it becomes me and all my memories injected into an inorganic body. I'm an organic body, carbon compound, into a silicon compound, which is a robot. And then this whole mishmash of humans and robots coexisting, and not just coexisting, but existing into each other, it would be a new world. It will be an entirely new concept.
Crazy.
And so the question would be, would you like to live in a human body or a robot body? What would you answer? A robot body gives you infinite lifetime, no pain, no disease.
Infinite power, maybe.
You don't have to worry about you don't have to worry about what you eat. You don't have to worry about practically anything. You don't have to worry about what you sleep. You just charge yourself and you're conscious. So would you take it? Is the question. What is that future? And that's maybe 50 years down the line. But it's, I don't know whether it's dark or not, but it is definitely going to move so fast and so transformational that a lot of humans would not be able to handle it. And that is my worry, that humans will find emotionally very difficult to handle such a time. Imagine sitting across someone and you don't know whether I'm a human or I'm a robot or I'm just an algorithm or I'm just a figment of your imagination sitting here because somebody has programmed you that way.
I think now there are lots of creators. There's a creator, I think, called, which is from India itself, AI Nena. So she's very popular and
it's very easy to create.
It's just an algorithm and crazy.
We have created many such algorithms. So it's very easy to do that. Today you can bring anyone alive.
Yeah.
Imagine if dead people start coming alive on algorithm. That's going to be a big business.
That's going to be a big business. Talking about another thing, where talking back to level one problem that you said that the jobs will be not there. So what do you think? ऐसी कौन सी दो या तीन skills हैं that you think will be still relevant and that people can adapt? Down to the line, 10 years, 20 years, or 50 years down to the line, what are the two or three skills that you think?
Agar aap professional, if your question is ki kaun si professional skill hogi?
Professional skill, personal skill that are still relevant.
Aise koi professional skill nahi bachegi jo AI se affected nahi hogi.
Okay.
Agar koi bhi aisa bol raha hai, koi kehta hai ki jo hai judges would be safe. Kaise safe rahenge? If I could develop an AI jisme ye bata dun main ki ye sach bol raha hai, ye jhoot bol raha hai, to judge ki kya zarurat? वो तो सीधे पर्ची फट जाएगी, सच बोल रहा था ये झूठ बोल रहा था, फैसला हो गया. सिमिलरली डॉक्टर्स विल बी हेविली अफेक्टेड बाय एआई. इवन मेडिकल साइंस, तो इफ यू लुक एट आई सर्जरीज एंड ऑल, दे आर ऑलरेडी अफेक्टेड बाय रोबोटिक्स एंड एआई. सो देयर इज नो सेक्टर पर से व्हिच विल नॉट बी अफेक्टेड बाय एआई. मे बी पॉलिटिशियंस वुड बी द लास्ट वंस टू बी अफेक्टेड. डिप्लोमैट्स नॉट दैट मच, बट पीपल who are into public relations job, because you public is by default humans.
Right.
So that would be the last affected job. But usme bhi kuch log affected honge, but kuch log nahi honge. Lekin dhire dhire it will start affecting everybody, positively or negatively. So I think the right question would not be to ask what professional skill is safe.
Okay.
Because none is.
Okay.
And one should not even look for safety.
Okay.
Because that is not the way to go about. Kal ko koi na koi to yahi lagai dega.
Changes to be inevitable. There. Yeah.
The right question to ask is, what is my personal skill, which anyone can do, regardless of their profession, to ensure that they are on the upside of the curve and not on the downside of the curve as AI transforms it. I think one skill is the ability to be humble.
Okay.
If you are humble, to understand that what you know would become irrelevant in 6 months or 7 months or a year or 2 years, you have a better chance in surviving in the AI world. Number two is that you have to be a constant learner. You have to have a child inside you alive. Like a child, you have to keep learning everything. People should spend a good amount of their time, at least 2 hours a day, to just go out on the net and find out all the things which are happening related to their sector or otherwise. So you should be constantly updated.
Right.
So being updated and spending that time and committing that time to keep yourself updated would be absolutely crucial.
Right.
Number three is adaptation. So first, humility. Then keeping yourself updated. Third is being able to adapt. So if something changes, you should be willing to adapt in your life. Because if you don't do that, somebody else will do it before you and would be moving faster than you are. And eventually you will be distressed. So that, I think, those three skills are important. So you need to be constantly, you know, be a humble learner, like a child. You need to be constantly, you know, updating yourself, what is happening, and devote time to do that. Just like you go to a gym, वैसे ही आपको जा करके अपना skill देखना पड़ेगा दो घंटा रोज कि क्या हो रहा है. And you have to, if something good comes, adapt on it. One thing I find, especially in India, is that people are unwilling to spend money and time. There's so much of, you know, life का stress इतना ज़्यादा लोगों को दिखता है, और हम थोड़ा वो भी है कि we don't want to spend money in getting trained. So we look for free resources and all. I think it's not worth it. You're paying money, you know, when you go to a doctor, when you have tonic, when you go to the gym. In the same way, your skills have to be updated, and if there's a little bit of an expense to do that, make it happen. It is going to be, it will have returns which will be much better. So I think those three traits, if you have, it's survivable. Otherwise, there's no sector which would not be, which will not eventually be touched by AI.
Going back the time that you've spent with Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, enlighten us with the best three learnings. As you can see, three learnings that have changed your life, or three lessons that you really want to say that should pass on.
See, I think the biggest learning is that you should value your time, which means that you should document your time. Dr. Kalam, in his mind and also sometimes in his diary, he used to keep a note of how his day is passing. What good things he learned, what time he could have spent better, what he would not repeat, and what he would definitely repeat. I think over time, he had honed himself to these positive habits. So positive reinforcement, I think everybody who's listening to this, one lesson from Dr. Kalam is to document your own life. So keep it on. And now though, it's very easy. If you are worried that somebody else will read your diary, then just go to the Google Drive and put an Excel sheet. That same Excel sheet can work on your phone. The same will work on your mobile, on your computer, anywhere. It's always with you. So privacy is not an issue anymore. But keep a track of every day. Every day, what did you do in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, and write it. And you'll be able to learn from it. So there's something which he taught me to do. And I used to call it Kalam Diary. And that eventually came into a book, which is called What Can I Give? But I think documenting is important. The second thing is, we need, as I said, curious and humble learners are important. So as you might recall, especially those who follow Dr. Kalam, as on his very last day of life, and I was with him, on 27th of July 2015, he was going from, so we were going from Delhi to Guwahati, and Guwahati to IIM Shillong. And then we were supposed to come back. So it's a two-day trip. One day going, lectures, and the next night coming back. He was carrying three books with him. You know, those were the era of books. I mean, today also is an era of books, but now you have those pads. But he was carrying in his little handbag three fat books. Right. So so when he used to get down, he used to sit in 1A and I would be in 1C. So he would get up and I will follow him, take his bag. The bag was very heavy. So I asked him, how many books you're carrying? So I opened the bag. I said, kya sir, teen kitab leke chal rahe ho? Kaun uthayega isko? So then he said ki, so I said, okay, one book. He said, this book I'm reading. Okay, you're reading, so read. So he said, no, but this book is about to finish. And I calculated that in 6 hours of journey, 3 hours going, 3 hours coming back, this book will be finished in like 2-3 hours. Okay. So then, second book. Second book I have to read. So I said, okay. Now two books. What is the third book about? So he said, you see, if I finish the first book is good. Second book, I don't know. What if the book is not good? Then I need a backup. Because I don't want to. 2 hours I have. I don't want to. Or 2-3 hours I have extra after reading the first book. I don't want to waste that time. You see, that's the emphasis on creating knowledge. People who want to be like Dr. Kalam should fall in love with knowledge.
Learning,
knowledge, creativity, all these things will, A, not just make you wiser with your friends and with anybody else you want to appear wise with, but it will also make you happy. There is a charm and happiness in knowing. And it's very human. It'll be with you, it'll be with me, it'll be with everybody, each one of you. And the reason for that is because we are explorers here. Now, theek hai, we in our quest for consumption and so many other distractions, it might not be very clear to you. But at the heart of you, every human being, by default, is an explorer. And we love knowledge. Okay. So those two things are extremely, extremely important. The third thing is about compassion. It's about empathy. The title of the book which I wrote about Dr. Kalam, which I, the book which I would rate as my favorite book, which I've written, was called What Can I Give? There's a reason. It was not about how awesome I am, how can I be wise, how can I be knowledgeable. No, the title of the book is What Can I Give? Giving is very important. And giving, you don't need money. I can give, I can say a nice thing to someone and make them smile. I can do a nice thing to someone and make them smile. I can help someone in distress. And not just human beings, I can also go beyond humans. It could be another animal, it could be a plant, it could be anything, right? So I think when Dr. Kalam used to practice the art of giving, I think we need to get into this whole, you know, the whole giving thing. And if you can't, I understand that it's very difficult to be a 24/7 giver. But take 15 minutes out. Ek baje se lekar ke ek baje ke 15 minute tak alarm set kar lijiye. 15 minute se shuru karte hain, theek hai? 15 minute I'll be a giver with no expectations. Mere ko applause nahi chahiye. मेरे को कुछ से फायदा नहीं चाहिए, मेरे को बाद में फायदा हो ये भी नहीं चाहिए, इन्वेस्टमेंट भी नहीं है, ये कुछ नहीं है. 15 मिनट आई विल डिवोट इन अ डे लाइक अ रिलीजन टू बी अ गिवर. आई विल जस्ट गिव एंड कुड बी एनीथिंग. और इंटरेस्टिंगली हमारे जो इफ यू गो आवर ट्रेडिशनल सिविलाइजेशनल वेल्थ, गिविंग इज अ प्रैक्टिस स्टार्ट एंड गिविंग विदाउट एक्सपेक्टेशन. अब लोग कहते हैं काली गाय को खाना खिलाना इज दकिया रूसी इज यू नो ऑल दैट स्टफ, बट देयर इज अ रीजन. यू आर गोइंग टू फीड an animal which will never, stray animal, which will never give you anything in return. And the act of giving is practiced in that act of religion. So it's not superstitious. Well, it may sound that way, but it's not for the cow as much as it is for you. Right? Because when you give, you inherently feel better about yourself. Neurologically, you feel better about yourself. There are hormones inside your brain, like serotonin, which go in, which is the most powerful hormone which, you know, which can go in your brain, unlike dopamine, which basically comes when you play with your mobile phone or when people smoke. Anything which is sensory leads to dopamine.
Temporary.
And every time you need more of it.
Right.
So you need kick, bigger and bigger kick. With serotonin, does not. And that happens only in your brain, doesn't even go outside it. And when that acts in your brain, you feel a sense of satisfaction and gratitude. And that is permanent. And that is not addictive. Like the other, pleasures are very addictive. Satisfaction is not addictive. So you feel that, that comes when you acquire the act of giving. So when you give something with no expectations, you become healthier. So you give yourself health and happiness. And that's all what we need, health and happiness, right? So I think those three things are extremely important. There's a whole book on it, there are 45 things. But we'll run out of the day if we keep narrating that. What Can I Give book is all about that only. Right?
Also, the last thing that I'm very much curious to know, what's your dream for the new India? So let's say, jab Western dream ki, fir kabhi American dream ki, movies or we are fascinated with, is the freedom, money, fame, these kind of thing. But what do you think, what should be the authentic dream for India? India ka ek dream kya hona chahiye for the Indian people?
Bharat ki kahani bahut purani hai. Puranik bolte na, to bolte hai. मतलब हम तो इफ़ यू गो बैक इफ यू आर एन एलियन, आप एक दूसरे ग्रह पे रहने वाले व्यक्ति होते और आप धरती को पिछले 6-7-8 हज़ार साल से देख रहे होते. सो एटलीस्ट सपोज वी गो बैक टू 5000 BC, विच इज अबाउट 7000 ईयर्स अगो. 7000 साल तक अगर मैं कैमरा लगाया होता और धरती पे मूवमेंट देख रहा होता तो मैं ये देखता कि 7000 साल में ऑल बट 1200 AD से लेकर के लगभग 2000 AD तक, यानी लगभग 800 साल आउट ऑफ 7000 ईयर्स और सो, इंडिया वाज़ द इंटेलेक्चुअल कैपिटल ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, स्पिरिचुअल कैपिटल ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, फाइनेंशियल कैपिटल ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, साइंस कैपिटल ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, आर्ट कैपिटल ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, क्राफ्ट कैपिटल ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, एवरीथिंग. वी वर द बेस्ट एंड वी वर बेस्ट विद ह्यूमिलिटी. तो ऐसा नहीं था कि हम इतने बेस्ट थे कि हमें लगा चलो ऐसा करते हैं, हथियार बनाते हैं और कब्जा कर लेते हैं सबको. दैट इज नॉट आवर मेंटालिटी. वी नेवर वेज्ड अ वॉर.
Right.
So it was the most benevolent world leader ever for all but 800 years out of 7,000 years. Mm-hmm. Yani ki lagbhag 90% samay jo alien dekhte, wo dekhte ki ye jo itna bhi civilization chal raha hai dharti naam ke planet par, wo is ek jagah se chal raha hai jahan par Bharat hai. So India is unique story compared to any other country in the world. As a civilization, not just country, we are a civilization. हम तो सभ्यता है, देश तो बनता है, देश बदलता रहता है, शेप बदलता रहता है, political boundaries है, but सभ्यता तो पुरानी है, उससे कहीं पुरानी है. इंडस वैली सभ्यता थी, उसके भी पहले कुछ होगा. तो ये जो भारत एक सभ्यता है, इससे सीखने को बहुत कुछ है भविष्य में. जो हमारा बीता हुआ सभ्यता है उससे भविष्य बहुत कुछ सीख सकता है. और भारत का जो आपने बोला भविष्य का जो यू नो फ्यूचर ऑफ इंडिया, ड्रीम ऑफ इंडिया क्या होना चाहिए, इट हैज टू हैव अ कॉन्टिनम उस अनंत सभ्यता का जो चलती आ रही है ना. और उसके कुछ गुण होंगे और कुछ टेक्नोलॉजी है. टेक्नोलॉजी में हमेशा सबसे आगे थे. दुनिया का पहला नैनो मटेरियल हमने बनाया था, आज नहीं, आज से 2000 साल पहले तमिलनाडु में बनता था. दुनिया में शल्य चिकित्सा सर्जरी वाज ब्रॉट बाय अस. दुनिया में प्लांट बेस्ड मेडिसिन व्हिच इज आयुर्वेद इज एंटायरली सो मेडिसिन, ईटिंग अ मेडिसिन एंड गेटिंग वेल इज एन इंडियन कॉन्सेप्ट. ठीक है, जीरो और अर्थ बीइंग नॉट द सेंटर ऑफ द यूनिवर्स का कॉन्सेप्ट, सन बीइंग द सेंटर ऑफ आवर सोलर सिस्टम का कॉन्सेप्ट इज वेरी इंडियन. यू आर वेल अवेयर ऑफ दैट. लैंग्वेज इज इंडियन, सब्जेक्ट एंड प्रेडिकेट ग्रामर इज एन इंडियन पणिनी कॉन्सेप्ट, राइट. इवन बुलियन, you're into IT, one and zero का जो concept है, ये लघु और दीर्घ का, लघु और गुरु का जो concept है, ये भी Indian है. पिंगाल करके एक ऋषि थे, उन्होंने शुरू किया था लघु और गुरु. उन्होंने music लिखी थी पहले इससे, and that became Boolean, today's binary, computers, right? So and many, I can go on, you name it, and there's some Indian origin to it. Even atomic theory, the atomic theory is Indian. Rishi Kanad talked about breaking in a substance into smaller and smaller pieces till you get indivisible. So we are a society which has promoted free learning, critical thinking, and democracy. We've done that all. And I think India ki future dream would be based around that. Now, the world, we missed a lot of revolutions in the world, primarily the Industrial Revolution. Thanks to foreign invaders, first from Afghanistan in the form of Mughals, and then British, which became Western. So West se hame kafi invaders mile, jiski wajah se we lost a few things such as Industrial Revolution. I think the next generation of AI, quantum, new fuels, all this revolution is for us to leverage upon. Hame us pe bank karna padega. और अगर हम नहीं करेंगे तो उसको ब्लेम करने के लिए सिर्फ हम ही हैं. हम अंग्रेजों को ब्लेम अब नहीं कर सकते.
राइट.
फॉर एग्जांपल टेक द केस ऑफ इंडियाज स्ट्रेस रिसेंटली लास्ट ईयर से ऑन ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन. आई हैव बीन टॉकिंग अ लॉट अबाउट ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन एंड आई वाज वेरी हैप्पी कि G20 में इट वाज टेकन इन अ बिग वे बाय इंडिया. ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन इज यूजिंग ग्रीन टेक्नोलॉजीज ऑफ एनर्जी सच एज सोलर एंड विंड एंड हाइड्रो एंड कन्वर्टिंग इट इनटू hydrogen fuel, which is a liquid hydrogen, which can be then used in your cars and buses and trains and industries.
Right.
What comes out of green hydrogen is water. Sirf pani nikalta hai, aap usko pee sakte hain. Delhi mein kareeb 30% jo pollution hota hai, wo sirf vehicular pollution hota hai. Yani gaadiyan chalti hain, usse pollution hota hai. So, agar aapka AQI Delhi mein 700-800 pahunch jata hai aur 300-400 on an average rehta hai, agar us AQI ko aapko 100 ke andar lana hai, to I think green hydrogen as a fuel itself is enough. उतने में ही आप 100-200 की रेंज में आ जाएंगे एंड यू विल बी मॉडरेटली पोल्यूटेड इंस्टेड ऑफ बीइंग सीवियरली पोल्यूटेड. सो यू कैन सॉल्व द पोल्यूशन क्राइसिस.
यस, बिग प्रॉब्लम.
23 लाख लोगों की मौत होती है भारत में हर साल पोल्यूशन से. उसमें से एक बड़ा शेयर दिल्ली का होता है. प्लस दिल्ली के हर एक व्यक्ति के करीब 7 से 9 साल की औसत आयु घट जाती है. मतलब दिल्ली 7 years लेस बिकॉज ऑफ एयर पोल्यूशन अलोन. यू कैन इंक्रीज दैट लाइफ. यू कैन, सब लोग खांसते रहते हैं नवंबर में, यू कैन चेंज दैट. यू कैन बिकम मोर प्रोडक्टिव एंड ऑल यू गेट आउट ऑफ हाइड्रोजन फ्यूल एग्जॉस्ट इज वाटर. तो आपका वाटर भी मिल गया, आपको साफ पानी भी मिल गया. इफ यू डू दैट अक्रॉस इंडिया, इंडिया स्पेंड्स समवेयर अराउंड 12 लाख करोड़ रुपीस एवरी ईयर टू बाय द ऑयल व्हिच इज यूज्ड, द पेट्रोलियम व्हिच इज यूज्ड टू रन आवर कार्स प्राइमरीली. 12 लाख करोड़ रुपए का मतलब हमारा हेल्थ केयर का बजट 1 लाख करोड़ है, हमारे एजुकेशन का बजट 1.25 लाख करोड़ है. यानी कि उनसे 10-12 गुना ज्यादा आप तेल खाड़ी देशों से लाते हैं, रशिया से लाते हैं, दुनिया भर से तेल और नेचुरल गैस लाते हैं और उसको आप यहाँ पे यूज करते हैं. 10-12 लाख करोड़ रुपए आपके बच जाएंगे इसमें. यू कैन यूज इट एनीवेयर. दिस इज ट्वाइस ऑलमोस्ट द साइज ऑफ आवर डिफेंस बजट व्हिच इज द सिंगल बिगेस्ट budget spend bhi hai. Right. Your entire economy will shift completely. And India is very well poised. Hamare har jagah talab hai, nadi hai. Samudra ka tat hai, bahut bada. Aap usse resources hai. Pani se we can create a lot of fuel. Like hydrogen fuel. Plus hamare sunshine hai. So eventually you will become that. So that to me is a big energy independence of India. Mm-hmm. And on green energy. Mm-hmm. And our self-sustained energy mm-hmm. would be the biggest boost to our economy. Because mm-hmm. we have the biggest population in the world, we need energy to grow. Mm-hmm. So that is going to be our number one mm-hmm. thrust area. The other thrust area which India would focus and should focus, and I'm pretty sure we are already working a lot on it, are the next generation of AI and computational technologies. Mm-hmm. India is amongst the three countries which is working on quantum computers. Mm-hmm. China, Russia, China, US and India. There are three countries.
China, US and India.
We are the three countries which are working on. Quantum computers, would whichever country does it, will be a game changer. Hmm. Because it will be a completely, it's a whole lecture of itself. So I don't want to get into that. But a single quantum computer of, say, you know, this big, in fact, as big as your nail, would be far more powerful than, you know, a
this
whole,
big
love, no, much more than that. That's not comparable. Like, perhaps the entire cities. Laptops would not be able to match the power of this quantum computer, which is of this size. We are working on that. There are challenges to it. But whichever country solves it would be a winner. I am glad that India is stressing on it, but we need to stress more on it.
Okay.
Then we have, in future, because we're talking of a dream. So we're talking about a country which is highly agile in terms of knowledge and computational technologies, is clean energy and completely dependent on its own energy resources and not foreign issues. The third thing would be in terms of India being a global, jise Pradhan Mantri ji ne bola tha, Vishwa Guru nahi banna, Vishwa Mitra banna hai. After COVID, something very interesting happened. The world lost faith on China. And we still don't know how COVID happened. There are theories and it seems that the lab leak theory started making sense again. But whatever it is, the world has lost faith on China. America is a country which is imploding on itself. Basically, it's fighting its own internal battle. It's like a pseudo-civil war which is going on in US, where the two factions hate each other way too much, and they're equally divided. You have a Russia which is already sort of only relying on oil and gas. You have a Europe which is completely aged out. Europe ki age khatam ho chuki hai. Japan has aged out. So Europe is declining. You see what is happening in UK and Germany and France, how the economies are declining. The only hope, there are two economic hopes, India and China. And out of them, it's India which is the reliable partner to have. India should bank on its diplomatic and its reputational strength. This is the soft power of India. Today, African countries want to work with India, not China. Because China was predatory in terms of how it lent them money to build assets and then they got them into a debt trap. Right. Same happened with Sri Lanka.
Right.
And how India, you know, bailed Sri Lanka out of its debt crisis which recently happened. India has built a huge reputation. Anywhere in the world you go, India is regarded as a reliable partner, as a strong economy, as a technological giant, and an upcoming superpower. And that status India should leverage with our traditional wealth. We are not conquerors. We are helpers. We'll help everybody. We'll trade with everybody on fair terms. And we will make everybody together. So, wo jo Vasudev Kutumbakam wala concept hai, that would be crucial. And I think in about 10 years, we'll become one of the leading, we're already one of the leading space agencies, but I am hoping that we'll be amongst the top two, with most probably it's going to be China and India and not US and India, because China is also doing significant strides when it comes to space technology. Space will be the frontier of 2030s. So, for example, Moon, the Chandrayaan mission, people think it's just a nationalistic mission, and I don't know why we are going there. A lot of people think that way. But the truth is, Moon itself is a huge energy asset. So take the dust of Moon. On the surface of Moon and just below it, there is tremendous deposit of helium-3. And helium-3 is a isotope of helium. Matlab helium mein do electron aur do proton hote hain. Isme agar ek neutron dal dein, to ye helium ka isotope ban jata hai. Hota helium hai, lekin thoda uska bada aur mota bhai. Theek hai? So basically, wo jo helium-3 hai, us helium-3 se jo Moon pe hai, wo lagbhag 11 million ton hai. Theek hai? Yani ki 11 billion kilogram. Is Helium-3 को सारे देश इसके पीछे लगे हैं अभी क्योंकि ये 11 मिलियन टन्स ऑफ हीलियम-3 अगर हम इसको पावर में कन्वर्ट कर दें एनर्जी में यूजिंग फ्यूजन पावर इट इज इनफ टू पावर द अर्थ फॉर अबाउट 40,000 इयर्स अर्थ नॉट इंडिया अर्थ 40,000 साल तक आपकी सारी बिजली इससे आ सकती है सो पीपल आर सीइंग मून एज एन एनर्जी एसेट इट्स गॉट मिनरल्स व्हिच आर यूजफुल people will see Mars as an asset. And India is creating footprints on those places. That's why we went to the moon and on the South Pole, because वहीं पे सबसे ज़्यादा पानी भी हो सकता है. तो वहीं पे शुरू होगा. जो शुरू होगा वो वहीं से होगा. So आने वाले 10 साल में जब हम स्पेस में दुनिया भर के देश will be allowed. अभी तो एक ट्रीटी है, बट वो ट्रीटी जब एक्सपायर होगी 2032 में, और हम स्पेस पे भी अपनी क्षेत्र बना सकते हैं, तब इंडिया वुड बी एबल टू क्रिएट अ लॉट ऑफ फुटप्रिंट्स ऑफ दीज वेरी रिच प्लेसेस ऑफ मिनरल्स इन स्पेस. And that's why we need to have our own space station. We need to land humans, Indians, on moon. We need to have more Chandrayaan missions. We need to go to Mars. We're also going to Shukra, which is Venus. So all this will become, so India will become one of the leading, if not the leading contender in the global space mineral race. And this will happen in 2030 and beyond. Mein. So I think a child who's watching this, somebody if you're in school or college even, that's one thing you should do. You know, become a space mineral explorer. The future is bright. In fact, next year we will be sending humans to Indians to space using our own technology, Gaganyatri. हमने चार identify भी कर लिए हैं. News भी था, तो देखा भी होगा. So अब हम पहली बार जो है इंसान को अंतरिक्ष में अपनी टेक्नोलॉजी से भेजेंगे. विंग कमांडर राकेश शर्मा गए थे, बट वो रशियन टेक्नोलॉजी थी, वो रशिया से गए थे. अब हम भारतीयों को भारतीय टेक्नोलॉजी से भेजेंगे. So that would be a hallmark. So, you know, it's a great time where I go to schools and children say, क्या बनना चाहते हो आप? उनसे पूछो तो कहेंगे हम गगन यात्री बनेंगे.
Wow.
They don't say astronaut, गगननॉट. हम गगननॉट बनेंगे, हम गगन यात्री बनेंगे. Because they have such faith that India in 10 years will be sending people back and forth. And not just one, but you know, every month some people will go and come back and come back and go. So it's a realistic dream. For a country which, where Dr. Kalam, when he grew up, in 1930s, in fact 1940 mein, the man who was pioneer to our space mission when he was a child of 10 years, 1940 mein he wanted to become a fighter pilot.
Okay.
But tab Bharat mein Vayu Sena nahi thi, kyunki Bharat desh hi nahi tha. Bharat to, hum to British India the, colony the, hum desh kahan the. Phir wo desh 80-90 saal mein is sthiti pe aa gaya hai ki wo bachcha jo pilot banne ke sapne mein bhi question mark tha kyunki Vayu Sena kahan se aayegi, ab usi umar ke bachche अंतरिक्ष में जाने का सपना देख सकते हैं. दैट इज अ ग्रेट अचीवमेंट फॉर एनी कंट्री टू बाउंस बैक फ्रॉम दैट टू हियर. इट्स अ ह्यूज बाउंस. पीपल डोंट रियलाइज इट. और ये छोटे, ऐसा नहीं है कि कोई छोटा सा 10 लाख 20 लाख 50 लाख 1 करोड़ का देश था. ऑस्ट्रेलिया की आबादी 2 करोड़ है ना. हमारे यहाँ तो दिल्ली की आबादी 2 करोड़ है, एनसीआर की, है ना. तो देयर आर देश ऐसे ऐसे हैं, और विद फुल सम्मान टू देम, इनकी आबादी लाजपत नगर जितनी है. उनके लिए बाउंस करना, सिंगापुर का सिंगापुर बन जाना इज मच इजियर देन एक इतने बड़े भारी देश, इतनी बड़ी आबादी के देश को एकदम नीचे से उठ करके यहाँ तक आ जाना कि वो बोलता है कि मैं अपने बच्चों को अंतरिक्ष भेजूंगा और दूसरे की जरूरत नहीं है मेरे को. सो दैट बाउंस ऑफ इंडिया इज नॉट बिकॉज ऑफ एनी वन पर्सन. ऑफकोर्स इट्स अ हार्ड वर्क ऑफ यू नो पीपल हु वुड हैव बीन योर ग्रैंडफादर्स, who lived a very difficult life, but ensured that they built this country. People who are your parents, who said ki ye jo jitna kaam hua hai isko mere ko aage leke jana hai, jinhone wo IT revolution create kiya, liberalization create kiya, India ki industry growth ki story likhi, and then now you to take forward that what has already been brought here is our responsibility. And the children in school today will inherit an India which will be very different, jisme aapko ye nahi chinta karni hoti ki you know, well, when your next meal come. क्योंकि भारत एक ऐसा देश है जिसमें इतनी शक्ति है कि वो 83 करोड़ लोगों को फ्री में खाना खिला सकता है. अब फ्री में खाना खिलाना सही है गलत है इज अ डिफरेंट क्वेश्चन, बट क्षमता तो है हमारे अंदर. तो इतनी क्षमता बनाने वाला देश जिसकी चिंता 1950 में ये थी कि अगला खाना कहाँ से आएगा, लिटरली चिंता थी कि हमारे यहाँ अमेरिका से यूएस कैंसस एक स्टेट है उनका, वहाँ बहुत सारा गेहूं होता है. तो जो उनका एक्सेस गेहूं होता था वो उसको नदी में डाल देते थे, समुद्र में डाल देते थे ताकि प्राइसेस ऊपर रहे. तो उन्होंने कहा ये जो सरप्लस गेहूं है इसको सबसे गरीब देश में भेजते हैं. तो सबसे गरीब देश कौन है जहां सबसे ज्यादा भूखे लोग हैं? इंडिया. तो इंडिया भेजा गया. तो इंडिया में ये शिप्स में आता था, और इंडिया जब तक यूएस की बातें तारीफ करता था तब तक तो ये आता रहता था. जिस दिन कुछ आपने उल्टा बोला उस दिन ये जो गेहूं था कहीं और डाल देते थे. सो इंडिया वॉज अंडर अ कॉन्स्टेंट क्राइसिस कि ये मेरे को भूखा मार देंगे. दैट इज हाउ वी स्टार्टेड अ फूड रेवोल्यूशन, आर ग्रीन रेवोल्यूशन जो था, जिसके लिए अभी भारत रत्न मिला है ना, इसी साल मिला है ना. तो फ्रॉम दैट कंट्री which could not afford its food and we were relying on Kansas mein crop achhi ho aur US ke president ka mood acha ho to mere ko khana milta rahega. From that country coming to an extent when you say that don't worry we've got so much food itna khana bhara pada hai ki hum to 5 saal tak logon ko 5 ke ab to 10 ho jayenge lagbhag 10 saal tak hum 83 crore logon ko free khana khilayenge aur kisi desh ko agar kuch kami hai to hum de bhi denge. To that coming from there to this in a matter of what half a century or so is fabulous. Nowhere it has happened.
Amazing journey.
Kabhi kisi desh kisi sabhyata itni badi sabhyata ne itna bada bounce nahi kiya. America ko bhi jo hai United States of America ko duniya ka agrani desh banne mein azad desh wo hue 1780 ke aas pass aur wahan se unko sabse super power banne mein lagbhag 1945 tak laga. Yani ki lagbhag 200 saal aur hame usse kahin niche se shuru karke hum yahan tak pahunch gaye.
Half a
century mein we have or little half more century, than about 75 years we have reached there and another 25 years I wonder where 2047 India will be. And my only concern is we should not give in to small issues. Hamari ek fitrat hai jo hame hatani padegi. Hum kabhi kabhi apna jo attention aur focus hai wo choti cheezon mein laga dete hain. Hum jise kisi ne kaha tha and Dr. Kalam ne bhi mere ko bola tha lekin I don't know who said it but jab soch choti hoti hai to hum logon ki baatein karte hain. Hai na, jab soch badi hoti hai to hum ideas ki baatein karte hain aur jab soch bahut badi ho jati hai to hum vision ki baatein karte hain. Idea is abhi kya karna hai, vision is long term pe kya karna hai. To hame ye jo chota soch rakhne wali hai na attitude, hame ye apni life se nikalni padegi. Aur main as a ye main family ki discussion ki baat kar raha hu to agar aap family mein and most of you would be a family person, don't discuss about negative things about people, not worth it. Kisi ne kya kaha, kidhar gaya, wo sab bekar hai. Idea kya hai, what is the great thing which a child has learned,
right?
What is the next thing which he'll learn? What is the vision? What do you want to become? How will you become that? How will we change this? How will we acquire this? Even if you want to earn wealth, how will I earn that? Don't worry about what that person is doing or uski fala ki chachi aur unke mama kya kar rahe
hain. I think doesn't this matter. Is much needed for the
Your dining table discussion should be bigger.
This should be bigger. I love that thing, especially this thing. Yeah.
So, but that does happen, right?
Yeah. Reality. That's why that's so relatable. Lost. That's so relatable. I'm telling
and
you.
And the problem of thinking small is that see you don't even when you say something, there's a background of what you've thought.
Yeah.
And there's a foreground of what you'll keep thinking. Momentum. So, जब आप 10 मिनट कुछ बकवास करते हैं. तो आप उसके 10 मिनट पहले से उसको सोच रहे होते हैं और उसके आधे घंटे आगे तक आप उसको सोचते रहेंगे तो आपका एक घंटा बर्बाद होता है. सो इसलिए वन शुड नॉट वेस्ट देयर टाइम एंड अदर पीपल्स टाइम स्पेशली पीपल हु यू लव लाइक इन योर फैमिली डोंट वेस्ट देयर टाइम इन क्वबल्स छोटी छोटी बातें पे किचिर किचिर नॉट वर्थ इट.
यू नो व्हाट आई एम गोइंग टू सेंड दिस पर्टिकुलर दिस लास्ट 30 सेकंड क्लिप्स कटिंग इट आउट एंड टू माय मॉम बिकॉज़ समटाइम्स शी इज सुपर सेंसिटिव एंड आई हैव सीन हर लाइक मॉम नो वन इन द फैमिली गॉट डिस्टर्ब लाइक यू डू. So this particular clip I'm going to send her. But with that said, I think the conversation is mind-boggling. And itni sari cheeze maine seekhi hai. Well, I feel knowledge humiliated. But thank you so much. Thank you. It was lovely conversating with you. Main chahti hu ek chalti rahe main sunti rahu. But yeah, we'll look forward for another episode.
Some other day.
Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.